This is Chapter a Day. I'm Susan Sweeney. We're reading from Edge of the Map, The Mountain Life of Christine Boscov by Joanna Garten. Christine Feld Boscov, who earned her place among the world's greatest female alpine mountain climbers, grew up in Appleton, Wisconsin. By her late 30s, Chris has summited 6 of the 14 highest mountains in the world. But life is changing. She's in a stable relationship now with Charlie Fowler, one of the world's most famous rock climbers. Chris is living a quieter life near Charlie in Colorado. Mountain Madness, her Seattle expedition company, is thriving, even with Chris working remotely much of the year. Putting in face time with periodic trips to Seattle and leading one large expedition a year seems to keep the business humming along. She's now less driven by her goal to summit all 14 of the world's 8,000-meter peaks, and she's attracted more to the peaks that interest Charlie, smaller mountains with interesting terrain in unknown corners of Asia. 2006 has shaped up to be a monumental year. Chris is doing 3 contiguous trips in summer and late fall, the first 2 guiding tours for Mountain Madness, and the third personal travel with Charlie in western China. We pick up today as Chris is about to lead a small group up Cho Oyu. Chapter 9, Edge of the Map. By the end of August, Chris had summited Russia's Mount Elbrus with Ted Callahan and was on her way to Nepal. She connected with her 3 clients in Kathmandu, checked in briefly with Kili Sherpa, and proceeded to Lhasa, Tibet. Before beginning their climb of Cho Oyu, several days of low-key activity busied the group of 4, touring Potala Palace, residence of the Dalai Lama until the 1959 Tibetan uprising, bargaining for jewelry in the market, short day hikes, a visit to Tashil Hunpo Monastery, then onward, the drive across the Tibetan plateau, a mix of barren mountains and raging rivers with a gradual ascent to Chinese base camp, the first stop on the journey by foot to the top of 26,906-foot Cho Oyu. The ascent to Cho Oyu is gradual, its gentle slopes fusing into other peaks. Located on the border of Tibet and Nepal, it's just 20 miles west of Mount Everest. The place felt familiar to Chris. She remembered clearly being there with Keith. Cho Oyu was his only 8,000-meter summit, and one she'd visited now several times. Among those attempting to summit Cho Oyu in 2006 with a different guiding company was American Samantha Larson. At 17, she was new to the sport of climbing, but like Chris, a natural. In the years that followed, Samantha would become the youngest person to climb the 7 summits, the highest mountain on each continent. "I was young in 2006 and not clued into mountaineering yet," she remembered. "I didn't know much about Chris, but I remember talking to her a little on the way to base camp, and it really resonated with me that she was a woman doing big expeditions but not making a big deal about it. As a teenage girl, it meant a lot to me to see her as a leader on the mountain and universally respected at base camp. It was clear she was a trailblazer." Samantha, her father, and scores of other mountaineers with various guiding companies made the 3-day trek to Advanced Base Camp, ABC, a rocky field dotted with brightly colored tents. While Chris's 3 clients began the process of getting their bodies used to the altitude, Chris launched another series of dispatches. Unlike those from K2 back in 2002, which were written for a general audience following Chris and Charlie's ascent, these missives were lighter and targeted family and friends proudly tracking their loved ones up the mountain from thousands of miles away. Using a satellite phone to transmit them back to the United States, short dispatches were posted each day online. Chris worked hard to give each a flavor of life at base camp. September 5th, 2006. Another fun day here at Chinese base camp, or CBC. Once again, our ritual wake-up, hot washing water and fresh coffee greeted us at 7:30 a.m. There were a lot of yaks around base camp to carry loads to the intermediate camp, halfway point from CBC to advanced base camp. Yaks can carry up to 50-kilogram loads and are very hardy animals. After breakfast, which consisted of omelets, toast, and cereal, we got our gear together for our skills review training this morning. We reviewed ascending and descending fixed lines, so we're all clear on how our climbing systems will work on the mountain. Everyone did well. So with the extra time, we reviewed crevasse and rope rescue skills as well. After a nice lunch, we rested up for our move to intermediate camp tomorrow. Everyone's feeling good, and our hopes are that we can stay healthy for the entire trip. Until tomorrow. September 6th, 2006. We're at intermediate camp tonight. It's a clear night, a full moon, and Cho Oyu is towering above us. We've had great weather so far. We woke early so we could dismantle camp. Our gear was weighed to make loads for the yaks to carry. Since last time I was here, much has changed. There's no longer a river crossing, but two new bridges have been built. The trail has also been widened to accommodate vehicles to get into intermediate camp. We now have a sunglass saga going on here at camp. Wolf made the mistake of giving a couple of yak herders good sunglasses, and now all the Tibetans want some. They've been stopping by our dining tent, pointing to their eyes, asking for glasses. Unfortunately, Wolf has given out all his extra pairs of glasses. Tonight, we celebrated my 39th birthday, a day early. I was completely surprised by the cake that our Sherpas Mila and Babo made. All the best! September 8th, 2006. Today was a rest day at Advanced Base Camp. This morning, we set up our communications recharging station, organized our high-altitude food and equipment, and tidied up ABC. Wolf and Mark went for a socializing walk and met up with our German friends. Eric was the only one to take a shower. Let's hope the rest of us do the same tomorrow. There's still a lot to do here at ABC to get it more like home. Our local staff members are moving rocks around to get the kitchen in good shape. This afternoon, I went to a meeting to discuss how the fixed line will be installed in the next couple of weeks. After dinner tonight, we watched a movie, Fahrenheit 9/11. We plan to rest one more day at base camp before moving uphill. It's good to acclimatize well before climbing higher. We are happy that there are no headaches or coughs here at camp. Good night from ABC. September 10th, 2006. We had a big day today. After breakfast, we left for Camp 1 at 8:15 a.m. We hiked on the moraine till the base of the mountain, approximately 18,800 feet. We climbed up to intermediate camp at 19,300 feet and arrived about 10:45 a.m. After a short break, we hiked to just below Camp 1, approximately 20,200 feet. We hung out until noon before heading back to ABC. About 45 minutes before reaching ABC, it started snowing. Undi, one of the group's high-altitude team members, greeted us just before ABC with hot drinks. Everyone did well today. We nicknamed Eric the Rabbit for his everlasting energy. After a late lunch, we crawled into our sleeping bags to relax before dinner tonight. Tomorrow morning is our puja, a Buddhist ceremony, asking the gods for good luck and health on our climb of Cho Oyu. Cheers! September 11th, 2006. Last night, we watched the movie Forrest Gump before retiring for the evening. It snowed lightly most of the night. We had some sunshine this morning as we prepared for our puja. A lama performed the ceremony. We brought our ice axes and crampons to be blessed. After a half hour of chanting Buddhist prayers and throwing rice, we broke into the Coca-Cola, PBR, and snacks. We raised the prayer flags over base camp. The wind blows the Buddhist scripts that are written on the flags into the sky. We had many other expedition teams celebrate our puja with us. After a late lunch, Wolf went on his gossip walk, and Mark listened to the BBC, so at dinner tonight we received the current gossip and international news, respectively. We'll have another rest day before moving up the mountain. September 16th, 2006. Hello from ABC. We had a successful acclimatization climb. After spending two nights at Camp 1, 6,400 meters, 20,900 feet, and climbing to 6,800 meters above the ice cliff, we are now back at ABC. Wolf was quoted as saying the climb over the ice cliff was the hardest thing he ever did in his life. The ice cliff did present a bit of airy traversing with a strenuous 70-degree section at 22,000 feet. The oxygen-rich air feels like we're at sea level compared to where we were for the last few days. This morning we left Camp 1 after breakfast. Took us about 90 minutes to get down. Undim met us 20 minutes from base camp with juice and Coca-Cola. After a delicious lunch of fries and hamburgers, everyone took showers and washed clothes. Mark and I played a lengthy game of chess. Let's just say the person who won has a name that starts with M. Tonight it's pizza, chips, and wine for dinner before the feature movie Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me. We plan to have two more rest days before heading up the mountain. Our plan is to have one more acclimatization outing by sleeping at Camp 2, 7,100 meters, and returning again. All the best! September 18th, 2006. Today is our last day of rest before heading up the mountain again. It's been slightly snowing and cloudy yesterday and today. We spent the last 2 days playing cards and chess, resting, reading, and eating. Wolf and Mark have been playing some competitive games of chess. Currently, Mark is the Cho Oyu champion of 2006, but things can change. This morning, we reviewed the use of oxygen for summit day. We checked out our masks and regulators to make sure they'll work correctly and ensured everyone had the right size mask to fit their face. Our Sherpas, Undi and Mila, left today for Camp 1. They will also stock our Camp 2. Tomorrow, we'll head up the mountain for two nights, a night at Camp 1 and 2. We'll be back at ABC on the 21st. That's it for now. September 21st, 2006. We just returned safely from our last acclimatization climb. We timed it perfectly since it just started snowing very hard today. We heard bad weather will persist for another 3 days. We climbed up to Camp 1 on September 19th. September 20th, we climbed to Camp 2 and considered it one of the hardest days on the mountain. Both Wolf and Mark said this was the hardest day of their lives. We arrived at Camp 2 around 3:30 p.m. It took us 7 hours. Everyone did well, considering it being our first night at 7,100 meters. This was Wolf, Eric, and Mark's personal high-altitude record. Wolf had a little vomiting spell due to high altitude, but felt better afterward. We all slept on and off throughout the night. After hot drinks and a small breakfast, we departed Camp 2 at 9:15 a.m. We were all a bit fatigued, except for Eric, of course. He enjoyed rappelling over the ice cliff as part of the descent. Mila met us about 45 minutes from ABC with hot and cold drinks. At this point, the snow was coming down steadily. We arrived back at ABC by 2 p.m. Babo welcomed us back home with a delicious lunch. Now we are ready for our summit attempt. We plan to rest for the next 3 days and watch the weather for a good window. Cheers. September 23rd, 2006. Another snowy, windy day at ABC. Today is probably the worst day since our arrival here. Fortunately, we have a nice heated mess tent to hang out in. Last night we went to dinner over at the German tent. The leader of the German expedition, Reiner, was an exceptional host. The dinner, drinks, and company were a blast. Other expedition news? Wolf also took a shower yesterday, so it leaves only Mark as the one not to sit next to at dinner. Mark is still the Cho Oyu chess champion of 2006. Eric is trying to take over the title today, but it doesn't look too hopeful. Wolf is currently preparing for his summit attempt by snoozing in his tent today. I met with a few of the other expeditions to figure out when other groups are planning their summit attempts. Our plan is to wait until the weather gets better and snow conditions above Camp 2 improve. Signing out. September 26, 2006. Hello from sunny ABC. Well, sunny skies greeted ABC today. It was the first clear day in 6 days. We'd been receiving conflicting weather reports about today's weather, but today's report was right on the spot. The good weather lifted everyone's spirit here at ABC. Snowball wars were uncontrollable. We even played the game of getting the snowball into Wolf's tent, since he left the fly open. Fortunately for him, we all missed. Our entire group also took advantage of the warm weather and took showers and washed clothes. Undi and I met with other groups who are still attempting the summit. We worked out a plan for the next several days, if weather and snow conditions high in the mountain look good. Our plan is to move up to Camp 1 on Thursday the 28th, and if everything works out, we would be summiting on the 1st of October. Tonight our group watched the movie Rudy. It was a great movie and very motivational. September 28th, 2006. We all arrived at Camp 1 today. It seems that more groups have decided to go up and summit the same day as us, because the trail has been quite busy. We are having soup and snacks before dinner, and hopefully everyone will sleep well. Our Sherpas have gone up to Camp 2 tonight to stash at Camp 3 tomorrow. Over and out. September 29th, 2006. Hi, everyone. This is Chris calling in for the Cho Oyu Dispatch. It's September 29th, and we made it up to Camp 2 today. It was cooler than the last time we came up, as there was a slight wind. We're settling in at Camp 2 and are having a dinner of burritos. Tomorrow, if everything goes well, we plan on going to Camp 3. September 30th, 2006. Hello, this is Chris calling. We are at Camp 3, gasping for air at 7,500 meters. Our plan is to get up at around 11 p.m. today, make water, and start out for the summit at around 1 a.m. If everything goes well, we plan on summiting at around 9 to 10 a.m. We will report again from the summit if our satellite phone is working. We're all doing well considering the altitude, and we'll call again soon. This is Chris. Over and out. October 1, 2006. Hey, this is Chris on October 1st. Just wanted to let you know that our entire group, Mark, Eric, Wolf, Mila, and myself, summited at 8 a.m. on Cho Oyu. We left camp at 1 a.m. with great conditions. Everyone did well, and we're now safely down at Camp 3. We'll be moving down to Camp 2 today. It was a good summit day, and we had a lot of fun. We'll call in later. October 3rd, 2006. 100% success rate on Cho Oyu and all back at ABC. Our entire group is back at ABC after a safe and successful climb of Cho Oyu. Wolf had stomach issues the entire time, so put in an extra effort by making it to the top. Undi, Eric, and I saved weight by not bringing a sleeping bag to Camp 3 and had a very memorable cold night there. Our summit day was very rewarding. We woke at 11 p.m. by making hot drinks and breakfast. Wolf's breakfast didn't sit too well with him, and it came up shortly afterward. High altitude affects your digestion, so it's quite common for people to lose their appetite or throw up. We left for the summit at 1 a.m. with our headlamps on. Our group climbed relatively quickly. As usual, Eric was right on my heels and not even breathing hard. Everyone enjoyed the rock band section of the climb, with its mixed rock and ice and near vertical part. By daybreak, we were already on the summit ridge leading up to the summit plateau. We had one of the best morning sunrises I could remember. The morning sun on the surrounding mountains was breathtaking. Wolf, with his usual optimism, expressed his enjoyment at this point. Mark must have had a shot of Red Bull, since he and Eric were the first to the summit. We realized we were at the summit when Everest, Lhotse, and the entire Western Qum was staring us in the face. This was 8 a.m. After summit photos, we were ready to head down to the oxygen-rich air below us. It took us 3 hours to reach Camp 3, even though we stopped a few times to take in the Himalayan mountain range around us. Once we arrived at Camp 3, both Wolf and Mark flopped in their tent. Our goal was to reach Camp 2, and Eric, Undi, and I had no intention to sleep another night at Camp 3 without our sleeping bags, so we took apart Mark and Wolf's tent with them in it. This encouraged them to pack up and head down. We spent the night at Camp 2 at 7,100 meters, which felt like sea level compared to Camp 3. Yesterday was a long day. We all cleared everything from Camp 2, brought it down to Camp 1. From Camp 1, it took us 4.5 hours to reach ABC, when it normally takes 1.5 hours. Our cook helper, Pemba, met us about 45 minutes from camp with juice, Coke, and beer. Of course, we invited friends who we knew from the mountain to join us as they hiked by. We toasted our success as the sun was setting behind the mountains. It was a beautiful sight to remember. We were one of the first groups to summit Cho Oyu this year. I think what was so exceptional is that all of the smaller groups here at ABC worked together to organize the fixing of the lines to make the route to the summit possible. When small groups or individuals work together, it can make a big impact or make things possible. We had a pre-celebration dinner last night. As normal, our cook Babo made an exceptional dinner. We were all too tired to celebrate past 8:30 p.m., even Eric. Today is showers and resting. Our depart date from ABC is on the 5th, and back to Kathmandu on the 6th. Until tomorrow. October 4th, 2006. Our final day here at Cho Oyu ABC. We are all excited to get back to Kathmandu and depart back home or to our next adventure. Everyone is busy packing up equipment here at camp. Tomorrow, we will depart camp after breakfast. Today, we will have our final card matches and relax with Cho Oyu towering above us. The winds have picked up significantly, and it seems the summit window has closed for the season. Last night, we had our celebration dinner with champagne and toasted our success. We stayed up late, played cards. It was a beautiful starlit night with a three-quarter moon and Cho Oyu lit up. We say hi to our family and friends. We'll see everyone soon. Cheers! Our book is Edge of the Map, a nonfiction book by Joanna Garten, published in 2020 by Mountaineers Books. The music is Distant Green Valley, played by Yo-Yo Ma and the Silk Road Ensemble. I'm Susan Sweeney. We'll read more from the book next time on Chapter a Day.